It is against God's word, and it's against the law of the land. And so no one, and I ask it to your parents today, be strong enough to protect your children. Be strong enough to protect your children from any abuse as much as possible. And so we should never, a woman doesn't have to submit to abuse. We submit to a godly husband. I'm not saying that there wouldn't be things that come up that you're not in agreement or things like that. But when it comes to sexual abuse and other things, it's not acceptable. So I just want you to know that while we speak of submission, we're speaking of godly submission. And no one should be having to submit to abuse. A good mom serves good meals. It's good. That's in Proverbs 31. He says, you provide a good meal. It is nice, you know. My wife is a good cook, so I never want to deprive her of that gift. But she's really good. But always look after in trying to prepare good meals for your husband. Also, when I was listening to Sister Cynthia Gentry, you remember how she pointed out cluttering? And, you know, I was impressed by the fact of something that she said. Because I learned something, by the way. You know, we are always learning. Never become to the point where you're not teachable. Always be willing to learn. And so if you remember, Cynthia said, when you're asking the children to clean up, just don't say, go and clean up your room. And I like that. He said, go and take up your clothes and put it in the laundry basket or take up the toys. So I like that because it is specifying a little task, but they can always add to it instead of the child becoming overwhelming. Now, I don't want to make a big thing of this. I don't want you to feel bad. I want you to feel good. But it is better to tell the truth, even though it hurts, but then heals, than to tell a lie that will make you comfortable, but eventually will kill you. Yeah? So the fact is, very often, and I'm not saying always, but very often, whenever there is a clutter in the house, when things are all wrong, very often, not always, there is something in our lives that are not together. And this is very important for you to really begin to see that there may be things I'm struggling with, scattered all over in my life, and it's just visible before me. But thank God it can be cleaned up, amen? You consult our sister Cynthia, she would give you more direction on that. But inside of you, you consult with the Lord and say, Lord, I want you to put my life together. I'm hurting, I am broken, but Lord, you came to heal the broken heart. And he will be there for you. Be supportive of your husband's goals and service of the Lord. You know, always, there's no greater comfort for a man than his own wife to say, that was a nice job. Don't take it for granted. Begin to give that support. Speak. One speaks clearly and lovingly without nagging or gossiping. You know, this is something men don't like. They don't like a wife to be nagging, telling you over and over and over and over the same thing. So you can rephrase that and you can put it in a nice way. And You can discover many great advantages of that. Sensitive to husband needs. Well, we won't get too much into that, including intimacy. But that's important for us. Young people, let me say to you, the world is out there to teach you about sex. And the way that they do it now is that anyone can have it. If you don't have it, you're missing out and all these things. Let me tell you, sex is sweet. God was created by God. But it is bitter if it's outside of the marriage. Sex is only sweet when it is within the marriage circle. And you know, when you commit sin, everybody says, well, sin is sin. Not really. Every sin is against God. But the Bible says when we commit fornication, we not only sin against God, we sin against the body. We sin against the body. There's some sin that are just before God. But when we sin, we have fornication, sex outside of marriage, we sin against our own body. There's nothing like staying pure and clean. I always remember this. There was this young girl, you know, and she decided to follow Jesus. And she decided to stay clean. And all her friends, they were mocking her. They were saying, oh, you're a chicken. Oh, you don't know. Oh, she's so religious. Oh, look at her. She thinks she is so big. And the little girl, the girl knew then. And he said, you know what? I can become like any of you here, but you cannot become like me again. They had souls, they had soul, their virtue in the marketplace of loves. But if you've done that, I still want you to know Jesus cleansed you and you can begin afresh. Amen? Amen? You don't have to go around with guilt and shame. He washes you and you're cleansed and made clean, but you don't want to continue in that route. Amen? Thank God for the young people. Thank God for everyone here. Sensitive to husband needs, and we need to really, we must be satisfied within our marital relationship, so there's no need outside. Why would you leave a nice chunk of steak if you're married to go for a rotten hamburger with tomatoes over it?